Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Sunday, May 5th. On today's show, Vodafone makes a bold move by integrating crypto wallets into SIM cards, while Nigeria considers banning P2P crypto transactions and labels crypto trading as a national security concern. Plus, a cryptocurrency investor loses $70 million in just 6 hours due to an address poisoning attack. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with Vodafone, the UK-based telecommunications giant, making a bold move to integrate blockchain technology directly into smartphones by embedding cryptocurrency wallets into SIM cards. This initiative is part of Vodafone's broader financial strategy, which includes securing significant loans in the coming years. For more on this, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what exactly is Vodafone's plan here with embedding crypto wallets into SIM cards?
Vodafone is really trying to pioneer the merger of blockchain tech and mobile phones on a massive scale. Their blockchain lead, David Palmer, outlined a vision of linking SIM cards to digital identities and blockchain networks. The idea is to leverage the cryptographic capabilities that are already built into SIM cards to enable this crypto wallet integration seamlessly. Palmer projects that by 2030, out of the estimated 8 billion cell phones in use globally, around 5.6 billion will have crypto wallets. That's a staggering number, nearly 70% of the world's population.
It certainly is an ambitious plan. How does this crypto wallet integration fit into Vodafone's overall financial strategy?
This move with the crypto wallets is happening alongside Vodafone's push to secure substantial loans in the near future. Specifically, they're aiming to raise $1.8 billion in loans over the next 2 years. It's worth noting that Vodafone Idea Limited, a separate entity in India in which Vodafone Group holds a 45% stake, is expected to take on around $3 billion in debt itself. So while the crypto wallet plan is forward-looking, Vodafone is also grappling with some significant financial obligations.
Interesting. And Vodafone also recently announced a major partnership with Microsoft. Correct? How does that fit into the picture?
Yes, that's right. Vodafone Group and Microsoft entered into a 10-year strategic agreement focused on delivering advanced AI services to Vodafone's customers. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella touted the transformative potential of their next generation of AI technology. While the Microsoft deal isn't directly related to the crypto wallet initiative, it does demonstrate Vodafone's broader push to be at the forefront of emerging technologies.
Is Vodafone the first company to attempt integrating blockchain tech with mobile phones in this way?
Vodafone's plan is certainly ambitious in its scale, but the concept itself isn't entirely new. Back in 2019, a U.S. startup called VaultTel announced plans to create a physical crypto wallet that could be inserted into a smartphone SIM slot. So we've seen some early exploration of this idea of merging blockchain capabilities with mobile devices. But Vodafone's initiative takes it to a whole new level by aiming to embed crypto wallets directly into the SIM cards themselves on a mass scale.
It will be fascinating to see how Vodafone's crypto wallet plan unfolds and whether it spurs wider adoption of this technology integration. On the flip side, Nigeria is considering banning peer-to-peer cryptocurrency transactions and labeling crypto trading as a national security concern, according to recent reports. This comes as governments around the world grapple with how to regulate the burgeoning crypto industry. For more on this developing story, we turn to our correspondent at Simply Crypto. What more can you tell us about Nigeria's potential crypto crackdown?
Nigeria's Securities and Exchange Commission has reportedly proposed banning peer-to-peer crypto trading in the country. P2P transactions allow individuals to trade directly with each other without going through a centralized exchange. Nigerian authorities are concerned these P2P trades could be used for money laundering, terrorism financing, and other illicit activities, since they are harder to track and regulate compared to transactions on licensed exchanges.
Nigeria has taken a fairly harsh stance against crypto in recent years, correct? The central bank prohibited banks from servicing crypto exchanges back in 2021, if I recall.
That's right. The Central Bank of Nigeria did ban financial institutions from dealing with cryptocurrencies in 2021, although that led to a boom in P2P trading as Nigerians looked for alternative ways to buy and sell crypto. The use of crypto has surged in Nigeria in recent years, both as a store of value amidst high inflation and as a means of making cross-border transactions. Nigeria consistently ranks near the top globally in terms of crypto adoption.
How have Nigerian crypto advocates responded to this latest proposed crackdown on peer-to-peer trading?
Many in the Nigerian crypto community see this potential ban on P2P as an infringement on their financial freedom. They argue that crypto offers an important alternative in a country with a history of currency instability and capital controls. Some have accused the government of trying to force adoption of the e-Naira, Nigeria's central bank digital currency, which launched in 2021, but has seen sluggish uptake so far.
Nigeria certainly wouldn't be the first country to restrict crypto, but an outright ban on peer-to-peer trading would be one of the more heavy-handed approaches we've seen from regulators. What's the next step in the process?
For now, this is just a proposal from the Nigerian SEC labeling crypto as a national security concern. It still needs to be finalized by regulators and approved by the Nigerian parliament before going into effect. But it shows the government is looking seriously at further restrictions on crypto trading, and labeling it a national security issue could provide the legal justification for a broad crackdown. The coming weeks and months will be crucial in determining the future of crypto in Africa's largest economy.
We'll certainly be following this story closely. Thank you to our Simply Crypto correspondent for that update on the potential peer-to-peer crypto trading ban in Nigeria. Still much to be determined, but a concerning development for crypto advocates in the country and across Africa. In other concerning crypto news, a cryptocurrency investor has fallen victim to a costly address poisoning attack, resulting in the loss of a staggering $70 million worth of wrapped Bitcoin. The incident unfolded over the course of around 6 hours and has sent shockwaves through the crypto community. For more details on how this attack was carried out, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent, Celeste. Can you walk us through what happened here?
Yes, David. This was a sophisticated scam that exploited a common practice in the decentralized finance or DeFi space. The victim had just created a new crypto wallet address and transferred a small amount of Ethereum to it to cover future transaction fees, which is a typical thing to do. However, a scammer was lying in wait and had generated an address that shared the same starting and ending characters as the victim's new address. The scammer then sent a zero ETH transaction to the victim's wallet, causing their malicious address to appear in the transaction history.
And how exactly did the scammer's address end up being used for the large wrapped Bitcoin transfer?
Well, many crypto wallet interfaces hide the middle parts of long addresses and only show the beginning and end for aesthetics and simplicity. When the victim went to transfer their 1,155 wrapped Bitcoin, worth about $71 million, they accidentally copied the scammer's planted address, thinking it was their own. Since people often only check the first and last few characters of an address, the victim didn't notice it was the wrong one. So the huge sum of wrapped Bitcoin got irreversibly sent to the scammer.
That's a devastating loss from a simple oversight. What has the reaction been like in the cryptocurrency community to this incident?
There's a lot of shock and disbelief at the sheer scale of this theft from what, in hindsight, seems like it should have been an avoidable mistake. $70 million is an enormous sum to lose in one go. This has sparked renewed calls and warnings in the community to always be extremely diligent about double and triple checking addresses before sending any crypto transactions. Even if you're in a rush or dealing with an interface that truncates addresses, that extra moment to verify can prevent disaster.
Are there any tools or techniques that could help prevent this kind of attack?
There are some crypto wallet interfaces that try to highlight address discrepancies more clearly or require extra confirmation steps for new addresses. But a lot comes down to user vigilance. Experts advise always copying addresses directly from official sources, thoroughly checking the full address matches your records, and starting with test transactions before moving large amounts. Crypto transactions are irreversible, so that extra caution is critical.
An expensive lesson indeed in the importance of slowing down and verifying every detail when it comes to crypto wallets and transactions. Thanks for the insight, Celeste. Moving on to the broader crypto market, it experienced quite the roller coaster ride this past week, with major coins like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin ending April with heavy losses. However, the market sentiment soared as the new week began. Here to discuss the latest developments is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what can you tell us about the recent surge in Shiba Inu's burn rate?
That's right, David. Shiba Inu, often referred to as the Dogecoin killer, saw its burn rate spike by an impressive 800% recently. Millions of Shiba Inu coins were burned in transactions, which led to positive market sentiment and an increase in the cryptocurrency's price. This surge in burn rate is significant as it reduces the overall supply of Shiba Inu, potentially making each remaining coin more valuable.
Interesting. Now, there's also been some speculation about the fate of certain altcoins. Can you shed some light on that?
Yes. A pseudonymous crypto trader known as Cold-Blooded Shiller has raised questions about whether the market is starting to phase out certain altcoins in favor of stronger performers and Bitcoin. While Bitcoin's strength remains undeniable, there seems to be an interesting separation among altcoins. Meme coins like DogWhiffHat, Pepe, and Floki Inu have seen significant gains recently, but it remains to be seen if they can maintain this momentum in the long run.
Despite the recent surge in some altcoins, it's worth noting that April ended on a sour note for major cryptocurrencies, right?
Absolutely. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin all closed the month of April with substantial losses, 16%, 19%, and 40%, respectively. Interestingly, the newly launched Hong Kong Bitcoin ETFs, which were expected to have a bullish impact on the market, may turn out to be a complete failure, according to the finance and crypto newsletter Whale Wire. This goes to show that even highly anticipated developments don't always translate into immediate market gains.
Looking ahead, what's the outlook for popular meme coins like Dogecoin and Shiba Inu?
Despite the turbulent month, traders remain optimistic about the future of Dogecoin and Shiba Inu. Chart analyst Ali Martinez predicts a bullish breakout for Shiba Inu, while crypto trader YG Crypto has been analyzing Dogecoin's recent performance, which saw a dramatic 40% price drop in April. However, as we've seen this week, the crypto market can turn around quickly, with major cryptocurrencies trading higher and Bitcoin bouncing back above the $60,000 mark.
It certainly seems like the cryptocurrency market is in for an interesting ride in the coming weeks and months. Thank you for your insights, correspondent. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.